Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. It is Thursday, July 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: due to COVID-19, the Hardy County School District will be providing three educational options for students. They are, number one, traditional return to school campus and classrooms for in-person instruction with enhanced health and safety precautions in place. Number two, Hardy Innovative Learning Opportunity, a connection to enrolled school for daily virtual instruction and lessons with teachers during the regular scheduled school day, a 9-week minimum enrollment. Or number three, My District Virtual School, a virtual instructional program with online classes taught by out-of-district teachers. A semester minimum or year-long enrollment is required. To register your intent, visit hardy.k12.fl.us and click on the banner in the middle. Once again, hardy.k12.fl.us. Intent forms are due today, so make sure that you get those in before the deadline. A recently arrested Wauchula man was found in possession of over 130 grams of methamphetamine, nearly 900 grams of marijuana, and over $12,000 in cash. On July 18th, at approximately 11:30 p.m., a Hardy County Sheriff's deputy was inside of the Zolfo Springs Circle K when he saw Michael Staten, who was recently listed on an officer safety memo from the Bowling Green Police Department in regards to him making threats to shoot law enforcement. A search of his vehicle revealed two firearms with loaded magazines and a portable safe containing approximately $10,000, multiple empty plastic baggies commonly used for street-level drug sales, another baggie of marijuana, and a clear scooping utensil with meth residue on it. In the back seat were two large bags containing marijuana, one weighing 453.5 grams and the other 436.4 grams. A purse was also located containing 131.1 grams of methamphetamine and a digital scale with traces of meth and cocaine residue. Michael James Staten was arrested and charged with drug equipment possession, possession of prescription drugs without a valid prescription, marijuana possession over 20 grams, marijuana possession with intent to sell, possession of cocaine, possession of methamphetamine, trafficking meth 28 to 200 grams, probation violation, and possession of a weapon or ammo by a convicted felon. The Hardy County Fire Rescue requested a helicopter for a pediatric trauma patient Wednesday evening. The child was in stable condition and was flown by Aramed to Tampa General Hospital. There is no further information available at this time. The two suspects wanted for the July 15th murder of Deonta Bug in Davenport have surrendered to deputies from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. On Monday afternoon, July 20th, 20-year-old Cedric Myers and 18-year-old Corey Boland Jr. turned themselves in at Polk County Sheriff's Office Central Booking Facility in Bartow. Your local events: there will be a lunch and learn tonight at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. It is a celebration of our leadership Hardy graduates. Seats are extremely limited. For more information, contact Jessica at 863-773-6967. You can register at hardycc.com. 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You're invited to join in by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation for the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282 or email 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Aldi in Sebring is looking for a seasonal store associate. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED and prior work experience in a retail environment. Pacer Group is looking for a wire cutter. You must have a GED or high school diploma and 1 year of work experience. Experience with simple machinery is preferred. Genesis RCM is looking for a remote oncology coder. You must have 2 years of surgical oncology coding experience, 5 years of medical coding, and 1 year of Epic. You must have a CCS, CPC, COC, or CPMA license. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly help us out when we pull information to read for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news, business news, and the weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Your weather, a thunderstorm is in the vicinity. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 75%. Heat index 97. Wind southeast at 16.1 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.09 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:29 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny early this morning, the numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers with scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s with east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your weather report and forecast. Let's now go on to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. A former NBA Most Valuable Player is back in action after regaining his health.
Rocket star Russell Westbrook is set to practice with the team for the first time since revealing that he tested positive for the coronavirus. Westbrook did not travel with the Rockets on July 9th when they flew to Florida for the NBA's restart. The nine-time All-Star revealed on social media that he had tested positive for the virus on July 14th, and he did not arrive in Florida until Monday.
I'll take one day at a time. You know, that's all I can do. Just be thankful and blessed to be able to go back on the floor and compete. When I'm back 100%, you will know.
Westbrook had to quarantine upon his arrival at Disney, but was cleared to rejoin the Rockets for their practice Wednesday. He said his only symptom was a stuffy nose. Westbrook is having another productive season, averaging 27.5 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. I'm Dave Ferry.
Zion Williamson could still make reopening night. The New Orleans Pelicans said Wednesday that Williamson is being tested daily for the coronavirus and continues showing negative results. This is Esser in Sports. Major League Baseball returns this evening as the Washington Nationals host the New York Yankees and the Dodgers are home for San Francisco. While many stadiums around the country are mandating no in-person fans, an Indiana company called D.S. Smith thinks it has the answer. Corrugated cardboard fans placed in stadium seats. And if baseball teams like it, company spokesperson Mindy Myrick says cardboard fans could pop up in other venues.
Potentially, yes. If we get interest across the various sports leagues, and also this could apply to universities and other schools that hold sporting events, there could be a great deal of demand across the states here. You know, we can produce 55,000 of these cardboard fans in 1 8-hour shift in our plant in Lebanon, Indiana.
The corrugated cardboard fans come in various races and genders, look realistic on TV, and eliminate any danger of spreading COVID-19. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
That was your sports. Let's go on to our business news and the stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. American home purchases jumped in June by a robust 20.7%.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $4.72 million. Despite the sharp gain, purchases are still down 11.3% from a year ago, when homes had sold at an annual pace of $5.32 million.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Tesla has chosen a site near Austin, Texas, to build a factory for its new Cybertruck pickup. It also posted a $104 million net profit for the second quarter, its fourth straight positive quarter, qualifying it to be included in the S&P 500. Amazon is opening a delivery center in Revere, Massachusetts, near Boston, retooling a vacated former New England Confectionery Company factory. NASDAQ yesterday up 26, S&P up 19, Dow up 165. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: I've got all the money I'll ever need in life if I die by 4 o'clock. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your afternoon. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.